Akanke Rashid. Don't you hate... Akanke Rashid. Don't you hate fake free checking? You know, free checking with hidden fees? Try Wamu Free Checking with free checks for life and no monthly fees. Introducing the 300 horsepower, all-new BMW 1 Series. At last, purity of design. There's a place called Hidden Valley where kids not only eat their vegetables, they can't get enough. Hidden Valley Ranch makes vegetables delectable. Okay, I'm gonna let you in on a little secret. It's not what you wear, it's how you wear it. That's why shopping at Macy's is so easy. She doesn't talk about her bruises, but if your friend is a victim of domestic abuse, talk to her about it, and don't stop talking until the violence stops. Break out of the household blues with interior designs from Lowe's. Don't know what your taste is? No problem. Investing today means making hundreds of choices. Merrill Lynch. We see investing from your perspective.
Hello, Kinko's the Copy Center.
I started this new job, and they want me to wear white skirts every day.
I'm with you so far.
I thought since you guys copy anything, I could bring in my only white skirt and walk out with, say, 100 skirt copies.
I don't know if we can...
Great, I'll be right over.
Sunday rocks at Six Flags. More rides, more shows, more awesome. Six Flags. More flags, more fun. I'm really just like any other mom. My kids are a handful. My husband works shifts. And I have no time to myself. That's why I need my time at Spa Sedel. Tropicana Pure Premium. So fresh. So pure. Feel the freshness. It's pure Tropicana. Always Ascending inspires listeners to live life consciously and intentionally by reaching, growing, learning, climbing, becoming, and achieving all that they are capable of. Always Ascending inspires us all to see our life's experiences, the joys and the challenges, as part of our ascension to becoming better human beings. Always Ascending is about purifying and celebrating our life's journeys and our life's experiences. Welcome to Always Ascending.
Greetings, everyone. This is Akanke Tiamoya Abdulkhalik, and you're listening to Always Ascending, an interactive talk show about self-actualization. I want to welcome all of you who are listening. I hope you'll join me from week to week as we talk about self-actualization, which, put simply, is the process of personal growth, in which we see ourselves as human beings ascending to higher levels. And in ascending to higher levels, we reach our potential. The opposite of self-actualization is self-decline, where a person, for different reasons and circumstances, do not grow, and instead, over time, they become less than what they could be. I am Akanke. Yesterday was my birthday, by the way, and I want to thank all my Facebook fans for, not fans, my goodness, my Facebook friends for sending me happy birthday wishes. I really appreciate that. And I'm calling in from Saudi, so it's actually already Friday for me, so it's still Thursday for those of you who might be listening on the East Coast. So yesterday was my birthday, and it's 6 a.m. in the morning for me here in Saudi. A little bit about me. I'm a certified professional life coach. I'm a TV and radio producer. I'm also a creative person, a graphic designer. I do abstract painting. I do voiceover acting. In fact, the opening piece that you heard was my voiceover demo tape that I actually played by accident, but that's okay. I hope you enjoyed it. I am a spiritual person, which means I lead a life that's guided by my inner self. By my soul, by my soul's inclination. And my soul is one that seeks to understand life and who one that appreciates life. I am Muslim. I am African-American, and I'm African-centered. I love life and the pursuit of understanding life. I am married. I've been married 3 wonderful years to Nasheed Abdulkhalik. And we're living here in Saudi Arabia because my husband has been working here for the last 10 years. So let me tell you a little bit about what to expect on Always Ascending. This is a 30-minute show. It's a call-in format, so it's interactive. I want you all to call in. We're going to talk about life. We're going to have conversations about life and how everything in life, the joys and the challenges, are designed to help us grow. Sometimes I'll have guests who may be authors friends, family members, who will in some way or another talk about what self-actualization means to them. We'll hear personal experiences. But more importantly, I want to hear from our listening audience, because really you are the most important guest. I consider my listening audience to be my regular guest, and we want to hear from you. Share your stories, your experiences about your journey through life, your journey of self-actualization, and you know what you've learned. The call-in number is area code 917-889-3669, and you'll find this on the webpage for Always Ascending on Blog Talk Radio. The number again is 917-889-3669, and it looks like we already have one caller that's calling in, so we'll get to you in just a little while. Thank you so much for calling in. So I want to make sure you add our number to your cell phone contact, your Skype contact, you know, so you'll be able to call in and join us every week, God willing. Together, we're going to take a journey where we shine the light on what it means to be a self-actualizing person. We're going to learn from one another by talking again about our experiences, our experiences in the context of what we've learned in life. And today, I want to tell you a little bit about myself, because if we're going to take this journey together, I want you to know who I am. And I'm going to do that by reading something to you that I wrote about my journey of self-actualization. One day I started thinking about all that I could be. One day I started thinking about all that I could be. If I could be someone different, someone other than being me. If I could have smaller eyes, different hair, or be as tall as a tree. I just wanted to change myself. It wasn't good enough just being me. Then one day my life took a turn that would really set me free. That day my life really began when I embraced self-discovery. Many years ago, at the age of 25, I discovered that I did not have to be like anyone else and that it was really cool being me. From that point forward, I have been striving to become my best, and in that moment, self-actualization became my mission in life. You are unique. We are each unique. There is only one of us. In fact, let's think of the word you as an acronym that stands for you are original and unique. Again, you stands for you are original and unique. Sure, there may be others with our same name, but when it comes to the essence of who each one of us is, there's only one of us. There may be many Akankes in the world, but there's only one Akanke Chiamoya Abdulkhalik. And there may be other people with your name, but there is only one of you. So for me, I decided long ago that I would strive constantly to love and respect myself and to become fully self-actualized. I realized what a waste it was to want to be someone else. So what is self-actualization? Self-actualization is the process of consciously choosing and acting on becoming all that we can become. It is a journey that is self-motivated, inner-driven, conscious, and very intentional. It has three core components: self-education, self-leadership, and self-management. Self-education is the process of acquiring knowledge on one's own, and especially about oneself, knowledge beyond what one learns in school or at a university. Who are you? What are your strengths and weaknesses? What are your gifts and talents? Through self-education, you ask these questions first. Then through a variety of ways, you teach yourself how to become the best you can be. What would you like to learn, for example? There are things you can teach yourself beyond your wildest dreams. I will give you an example. I grew up as a sensitive child. It was always easy for my feelings to be hurt. After I discovered self-development, self-help, self-actualization, I decided to research the subject of sensitivity, and I read books about sensitive people. I bought a book called Personal Power Through Awareness, a guidebook for sensitive people. And eventually I learned to use my sensitivity to help me be more intuitive, more compassionate, and more empowered. It was so exciting to find a book about being sensitive. And I would soon find out that there were more books written on subjects about everything with regards to personal development, more than I could ever imagine. And my world was quickly expanding. I would read other books that would change my life. As a Man Thinketh, Think and Grow Rich, The Autobiography of Malcolm X. There were many books that changed me in the course of my self-development and on my path of self-actualization. The second component of self-actualization is self-leadership. Leadership is simply a process of influence. Self-leadership, then, is the ability to influence one's own direction that will bring about positive desired results. It is to be self-directed. Just think of a film director's role. A film director is one who makes or breaks a film's success. He or she is the one who controls the actors on the set and who oversees the editor in the cutting room. You've heard directors on sets that might say, cut, let's do it over. Very good, that's a wrap. Well, in the same way, a person who practices self-leadership develops the wisdom over time to know how to direct their own life. It doesn't mean that you will always make the right decision, but you will not give the responsibility to anyone else to make those decisions for you. The third component is self-management. And self-management, interestingly enough, if you are educating yourself and if you're leading yourself, you are indeed self-managing. You are managing yourself. You are not leaving it up to anyone else to chart your course for you or to keep progress of your life. Sure, you will need support from others, from a spouse or a parent, a boss or a friend, but you are the one who gives careful thought to the order of your affairs. In conclusion, we all should strive to become the best that we can become. I believe personally that that is indeed clocked into our very human nature to become our very best. So as we all take this journey of self-actualization together, let us remember to practice self-education, self-leadership, and self-management so that we can become all that we can be. It is very exciting to know that the world can be a different place because of you and because of me. One day I started thinking about all that I could be, and today I am extremely grateful about all the great possibilities. So that is a piece I wrote actually for Toastmasters project that I had to do. Toastmasters, if those of you listening don't know, it's a wonderful group, a wonderful organization that helps people develop their communication and leadership skills. And I'll tell you more about that on our journey because I do believe that communication is the thread through all of our relationships. Everything we do is through some form of communication. So look up Toastmasters. I think the website is toastmastersinternational.org or toastmasters.org. But we'll talk a little bit more about that over the course of this journey. So I want to know what you think about self-actualization and what your experience has been on your journey to self-actualization. I'm going to take a break right now. When we come back, we'll take the first caller who's called in and see what they have to say. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hey, how you doing, everybody? I'm Brian McKnight for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. Give your keys to a friend, because friends don't let friends drive drunk.
You're like a dream come true. Just want to be with you. It's plain to see.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Over there's the water. Whoosh, whoosh. And look at all this stuff I'm standing on. It's called sand, and it's everywhere.
This woman may sound silly to you and me.
It's made up of little tiny pieces of rocks. Teeny little pieces of rocks.
But to her 2-year-old son exploring the world around him, she makes perfect sense.
How does it feel when you touch the sand? Is it warm?
Uh-huh.
It's hard to hold in your hand, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Learning starts long before school does, and children are naturally curious. They want to learn, so follow their lead. Take simple, everyday moments, like sorting laundry or playing on the beach, and turn them into learning moments.
Is this water?
No.
Very good. This is sand. Oh, no, it's not food. It's sand. We don't eat sand.
Turn everyday moments into learning moments. Find out how at bornlearning.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Hands can do incredible things. They made every sound in this piece of music.
but nothing compares to using them to help save a life. If an adult suddenly collapses, call 911, then push hard and fast in the center of their chest until help arrives. It's called hands-only CPR, and it's recommended by the American Heart Association. Visit handsonlycpr.org today. A message from the American Heart Association and the Ad Council.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. This is Akanke Tiamoyo Abdul-Khalik, and you're listening to Always Ascending. We have a caller on the line. I'm going to go to the caller. Just one second. Caller, are you there?
Hello?
Hi. Thanks for calling. Hi.
Hello, Akanke. This is Sister Hermina. How are you?
I'm wonderful, Hermina. How are you? Thanks so much for calling in.
I am blessed and well, blessed and well.
Thank you. So tell us about what's going on with you and what your journey is, or what your comments are about Always Ascending and self-actualization.
Well, first, I just give thanks for you creating this opportunity in this forum to talk about self-actualization and us people, human beings, rising to be their highest self. I think about this concept almost on a daily basis of trying to understand where I am in the world, how I navigate the world, and where I'm supposed to be, more or less what my purpose is. And in listening to, the three core values that you have established for self-realization, I think that it's important for individuals to really stop, pause, take an assessment, and evaluate where they are at a certain level or a certain plane, because you can't get to this, you can't ascend or continue to rise if you don't understand what you are or who you are. And I say that in terms of us human beings understanding that health and healing is a great part of you getting to that point of self-realization, which is never ending. It's your mission until the end. And so in understanding how you were created, beautifully and wonderfully made, some of us have not reached the point that we understand who we are spiritually, culturally, as a people. And so it's very important for us to, realize how important understanding who we are. And when you get to that point, you're on a path to healing and understanding where it is you are going.
Yes. Thank you so much, Hermina. I really agree with you in terms of, self-actualization really is all about self-reflecting, and we have to be able to understand where we are, where we've come from, and where it is that our soul is inclining us to go.
Absolutely.
It's just and for me, for example, my journey started towards self-actualization. Conscious self-actualization started in 1989, and I'll share more about that in upcoming shows, because we, this is a short format. But just to let you know, I went through, first I had to become aware of this thing called self-actualization,
right,
that indeed I am responsible for my life, that the choices that I had made up to that point had rendered me whatever life that I had, which wasn't a bad life. It was just that at that point that I really discovered what self-actualization was, it just opened me up to the greater possibilities that if I consciously choose, the decisions that I make in my life, if it's done on a conscious basis, if I reflect before choosing, then I can understand the outcome. I can understand that, what the possible outcomes would be. And from that point on, I took responsibility for thinking and for reflecting. And in thinking, reflecting, inevitably you go into spirit. And spirit work is probably the most important work, because it is through our soul, our soul's inclination, that we are driven to do anything in life. It really, you've heard people say that we are spiritual beings in physical bodies, but, you know, to really get that, to really understand that, it's kind of evasive, to be honest with you. And the thing that helped me to really get that was when my mother died. God rest her soul. When my mother died and I walked into the hospital room, she had already died and my other family members were there, but it was as if she and I were there alone. And it was in that moment that I realized she could no longer laugh or cry. She could no longer feel any pain. She could no longer fuss at me because she was gone. She was gone. Her soul was gone. And in that moment, I realized in a more profound way that we are souls and bodies. You know, it sounds simple, but it's kind of hard to explain. There's an Islamic philosopher, Al-Ghazali, who says that he compares the soul and the body to the horse and the rider. So there's a horse, and the rider gets on the horse and takes the horse through the countryside, around, you know, through the terrain of the mountains or whatever the terrain is. And it's the same way with our souls. Our souls are united in our physical bodies, and throughout life, it is the soul's journey that's guiding us. Mm-hmm. And when the soul is taken, life is gone. Our physical body ceases to exist because our soul has been taken to another plane. So I agree with you. It's the spirit work that is really the foundation of who we are in life. Mm-hmm. And in the coming weeks, we'll also talk about how spirituality can manifest in faith and religion. Because as a Muslim woman, on my path of self-actualization, I went from being a Christian to exploring the possibility of a traditional African religion and Islam, and ultimately I landed on the plane of the way of life called Islam. But for other people, they have landed somewhere else on their path of self-actualization. The point is that the spirit work leads us to some identity of spirituality or way of life, and how that is so core for who we are. Would you agree with that, Hermina?
I certainly would agree with that. And with that, I would say my path to self-actualization started at a point when some critical changes were taking place in my life, and it was namely when I realized that divorce was an option for me after being married for 16 years. And I searched and I called unto God to show me if that was the path for me. And in so doing, the Almighty said, I'm going to take you to some places that you never thought that you would be. And I questioned what was that all about. And Jehovah said, if you follow me, you're going to be fine. And so it was, my path was, if I made it to Africa, I was going to be okay. I was going to be okay. The last couple of months of my marriage, I was working, didn't know how I was going to get to Africa. The funds materialized. I made it there. I came back with a clear conscience, clear intentionality of what my path and purpose was. I cleared up what needed to be cleared up relationship-wise with my ex-partner and went back to school, completed my bachelor's, completed my master's, and headed toward this path of self-realization, that self-actualization, that I can only go upward if I continue to be in connection with the Creator. My path is only upward. And that started me on that path of self-actualization.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for calling. And that's why this show is called Always Ascending, and that's why that's my life philosophy, that everything that happens, everything, the joys and the challenge, it's helping us to ascend.
Right.
It is designed to help grow. So I hope you'll call in again next week, Hermina, and listen in the coming weeks. Thank you so much. I love you and really appreciate your spirit, and hope to see you the next time I'm in Atlanta.
Same here.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye. So we've got 4 minutes left on today's show, and I want to give you a glimpse of what we're going to be talking about on the next show. Next week, I want to talk about where self-actualization is on the overall chart of human needs. There's a chart called Maslow's Hierarchy of Needs, and self-actualization is at the top of that pyramid. So there are five basic needs, and self-actualization is at the top. At the bottom are our biological and physiological needs, which are more important. So we're going to talk about that next week. And next week we'll also talk about some of the characteristics of a self-actualizing person so that you will be able to hear those characteristics and see where you are in terms of your journey of self-actualization. Are you a self-actualizing person? Where you are, you know, in your process. So I hope you will, again, tune in the coming weeks to Always Ascending, where we will talk about life. We'll talk about the joys of life, the beauty of life, the gift of life, and how we can become the best that we can become as human beings, as light. Thank you all for listening. And I hope you will stay with us and take this journey together, where we will continue to uncover the mysteries of life and the beauty of becoming all that we can become. Talk to you next week.
It is with sound mind and body that I, James Fredericks III, after fighting with all direct family members for decades, leave my entire fortune of $32 million to the one friend I had in the end, the package delivery guy, Matt Songer.
Woohoo! Yeah! I had a feeling about this. I'm rich! Oh, this cannot be happening.
Actually, it's not happening.
What?
And it never will.
I don't get it.
There aren't even people here. That's just one of those murmuring sound effects.
Seriously?
Listen, if you want to have money in your future, don't rely on luck.
Huh.
Put $10 away each month. Cook once in a while instead of eating out.
Okay.
Pay down your high-interest credit card.
Right.
Small changes today, big bucks tomorrow.
So, no inheritance?
No. Go to feedthepig.org for more free ideas.
Feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants. And
every year, thousands of teens age out of foster care and face life on their own without the love and support of a family. For over 25 years, the Orphan Foundation of America has provided a safety net of support for these vulnerable young people. With OFA's help, these youth graduate from college and grade school, progress to exciting professional careers, and make the leap from foster care to success. Find out how you can support America's foster youth. Log on to orphan.org. That's orphan.org.
Always Ascending inspires listeners to live life consciously and intentionally by reaching, growing, learning, climbing, becoming, and achieving all that they are capable of. Always Ascending inspires us all to see our life's experiences, the joys, and the challenges as part of our ascension to becoming better human beings. Always Ascending is about purifying and celebrating our life's journeys and our life's experiences. Welcome to